Good afternoon. God bless every one of you. This is Brother Clint, and we're together again here at the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. And Brother Freedom has a message. And the Holy Spirit's going to anoint him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for all the good things. You don't do anything but good, glorious, marvelous, and wonderful things. And we give you praise. We thank you for touching Brother Freedom and all the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness. And Father, you've laid upon my heart, laying aside the things in this life that does so easily beset us. But Father, we realize there's a lot of things as we grow, we have to lay them aside. And help us to remember this day that everything we have is for a reason. We grow through these circumstances. We grow through our problems. We grow through times of difficulty. That's how we grow. We maintain a level in the Lord all the time. We thank you for that level. And Father, we just keep us this day, and we ask in Jesus' name, amen. The Bible plainly says, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us, and run that race with patience. The other place it says, lay not for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do break in steal, but lay up yourself treasures in heaven, for neither moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break in steal. So this world we see is a very, it, without paint, we know what happens to steel. It rusts. We know what happens to houses when we don't paint them. They get very, the wood gets very, deteriorates very easily. And the whole life, our lawns have to be mowed. And it's, we cut and we grow and we cut. We grow and we cut. And that's the way life is. But the Bible talks about laying aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us. It says, when I was a child, I thought of a child, I understood a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I truly believe that we grow in the Lord, and that we should maintain a growth as much as we can with God's help. And growth, when it's there as a hindrance, we should get rid of it. Something bothers us. Something we did maybe 5 years ago was not sin to us, but today it's a hindrance to us. It puts a blemish in our life. And the Bible says we are the temple of the living God. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So God expects us to keep our vessel swept out, clean, pure. And it's not God's responsibility. That's our responsibility. We're to work those things out with fear and tremblingness. That's why we read the Word of God. We read it and says, hey, that's for you. Quit doing that. Then that means for me to stop doing that, or it can help me. And that's what the Word does. It's a light that comes into our heart, that sometimes our heart's sort of dark. And this light comes in and says, hey, I've got something better for you. The Bible says, take heed the things that we've heard, lest any time we let them slip. We take heed. It means we're taking direction for a better tomorrow. You know, in the automobile business, the tractor business, or any of these businesses, almost all business, there's changes. There's things that supersedes an old part because the old part fails. The old part's not a good part for the machine. It gives that machine a black eye, as the saying goes. It's something that caused that machine to fail rapidly. So you have to make repairs to make that machine stand up for a certain period of time. But we're the same way. When we start growing the Lord, we're going to see things in our life that we need to change. We grow in the Lord. We seek the Lord, and we find favor in God. We have to grow in a way that helps us to maintain a level with the Lord. Like if I come to the place that I cannot forgive my brother, I see in the Word of God, it says, hey, I'm not going to be forgiven unless I can forgive my brother. But when I was a child, I didn't know that. But that come to that point that I've got to change there. I've got to love my brother. I've got to forgive him. And it says, love those despisefully use you and persecute you. So I've got to learn to love that one when I love one when one criticizes me. And whatever they do, I still got to love them with the love of the Lord in my heart. And that's the growth I'm talking about. We must take heed to these things as we grow. And it's not nothing to brag about. It's nothing to condemn some other person about, because they may be at the same level you are. But we learn to seek God, and that's what we can pray through. When God helps us in the areas, that we grow in Him day by day. We're like a plant out here, and we start growing. The sunshine comes on in our life, and pretty soon those roses start coming up. They're so beautiful, and the flowers start blooming. That's what our lives are. If we'll trim, Jesus says we must take prune. We must cut off the old brush. These things that they do as we grow. Look how our hair has to be cut. Look at all of our beards that we have to shave. All these things, because it's the way of life. We just can't sit down in a furrow and stay there. We got to make a, not down the rut, we got to get in a new rut. And this is what I think is the limitations on many of God's people. They're in a rut. They're in a spiritual rut. They're down there, and they don't know how to get out. They need to cry upon God, and He'll answer them, show them great and mighty things that they know not. And we're all there to say, we're all brothers and sisters in the Lord, and it all happens to all of us. We got to just come to that place. Hey, I'm going to do better. I see I'm my mistake. Hey, I'm supposed to forgive people. I remember one time I was, quite a few years ago, my wife and I was asked if we'd go down and help this person to do some Sunday afternoon church services. I don't know what he had in mind anyway, but anyway, we went down with him, and there was another couple who went with us, a couple people went with us. We tried to sing, and we couldn't sing. I mean, the spirit was so bad in that place, you couldn't sing, and I didn't know what was wrong. For a while, soon I started praying, the Lord says, hey, those people, they have fighting among themselves. See, the Bible says, husbands, love your wife. If you want your prayers to be answered, this is another place we grow to. We need to love our wives. The place that we don't argue with them, we don't cross upset with them. We're to love our lives, is that's part of growth. And there's so many places in the Bible that brings us that place of a greater tomorrow, because we're changing. And when I'm able to do it comfortably and say, hey, I have made a mistake, but tomorrow I'm going to do better. I'm going to love my wife. I'm going to pray for those that despitefully use you. I'm going to have a love of my, that I must love suffer long as kind, love long as long stuff is not puffed up. I need to have love for my brother. If I don't have love for my brother and my sister, then I have no use. I'm no use to God. And that's one of the greatest truths of the whole Bible. Is love. Our love to one another has to be genuine. It has to be true. Because if we love God, we're going to love others also. It's a way that we grow when we take these individual places and get them out and examine them. Says, is that me? And, oh, I'm, you know, there's something grips your heart. Says, oh, you know, you're. And another thing is people that don't always tell the truth. Well, you know, truth always wins out. So if we have trouble trouble in that, we need to learn to grow in that. We need to. I know a girl, and she was a family, and I can't tell you who she was, but she had trouble lying. And so there's a few other ones that too. Well, she still lies today. And the Bible plainly says, if you lie, you're not going to make it to heaven. So these are some things that we can grow in as the Lord. When we read the Word of God, we see these things, it behooves us to take heed the things that we've heard, lest any time we let them slip. If we don't, then we're in trouble. The Bible says we must pray in the Spirit. I believe that's the word too. We need to grow to that. There's time for growth in a lot of these areas. When we come in this world, we didn't know anything. We've all went as far as we've gone this far because we've taken heed to things that we've heard. But we're going to be taking more things that we've heard till the day that God takes us home. We're all going to learn, because that's what revelation knowledge is for. That's why God says, this is what the Spirit says in the church. Because God says, hey, you need an update from heaven. Those updates help us, because as the Spirit of God comes down, He floods our soul, and He brings a new peace, a clarity that helps us for tomorrow. And the things that we think we were really sharp on, we really didn't know anything until the Spirit of God comes here and touches us. There's a growth that takes place, and God meant that from the very beginning, that we would, the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, we come in as a little babe, and the time we went to, the time that little babe gets up to, they're on their way, and God's taking them. And I believe that's the way God plans the church, the normal church. We grow in the Lord. And we start as a child. We start in every life, we start as a child. And we even in, when we're young, we can learn things all the time. Even old people can learn things all the time. There's no stopping to our learning, because what we learn in the Lord is very powerful, and it's wonderful, and it brings us into a spiritual realm that we can work through the Spirit of God. And it helps us to mature in the Lord in a very wonderful way. And a lot of people have never learned to mature. You know, I've seen a lot of Christian people that wouldn't pay their bills. And that's not right. I didn't like to work for Christians, because they would always want you to work for them for nothing. Well, you know, it's not fair. Everybody needs a livelihood. And when you're causing a hardship on a person, God would not have that. And so God wants us to be above reproach in all areas. He wants us, our language, to be pure. We're not to be a slander people. He doesn't want us to be a talk about people. You know, there's people that do this, chatter all the time with their mouth. God doesn't want us to do that. The Bible says that we're not even foolish gesturing. Be careful of our foolish gesture. I know myself, a lot of people think that's really, but I remember when God curbed my thoughts about foolish gesturing, I grew a mile. Up to that point, I couldn't have the Spirit of God, because foolish gesturing kills the anointing. As we grow, and that doesn't apply to a new Christian, but when you start maturing, you foolish gesturing can take that from you. When you're a child, you can get away with it. But I do believe, really mean that. There's so much places that we need to all, in that time, God doesn't force us until that time. At that time, that's when He starts dealing with, hey, it's about your season to equip this. Now, your brother over here is not doing it anyway, and he's not to judge you, and you're not to feel harsh at him because he's not doing what you're doing as the Lord promotes you. It's like the first grade is the high school. The first grader is not expected as much out of him as a high school. And high school is not expected as much as college. And that's the way we are through life. It grows that same basis. We grow in the Lord. And we mature in the Lord. And I believe today, if you'll take heed the things that you've heard, and you let's start a lot reading the Word of God and say, oh, that's for me. Romans 12:1 really helped me a lot. I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice. I said, that's me. Holy, acceptable to God, which is your only reasonable service. That's only reasonable service. Be that components world be transformed and renewing your mind, that you might prove what is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God. See, all these passageways is places where we can grow up. If we'll take heed to what we're reading, hey, that's to me. You know, if it's not coming to you, don't take it. But if you take it, it's from you. It's to love your brother. And it says, pray without ceasing. Maybe you're not praying. And all these scriptures are just to take heed. We just need to put the scriptures in a fundamental, not a complex thing or complicated, but just a simple doing the will of God. And God will move mightily. I pray that God will bless you this day. I know this is not a very depth thing today, but I really believe it's good, because I know myself, it's really helped me. God bless you all. I pray that you'll learn to take heed the things when you read the Word of God, you listen what God said. It says, Lord, is that for me? He says, yes, for you. You start needing to take heed to things, because God expects it. God is Spirit, and we worship Him in spirit and truth. So it behooves us all to listen what the Word tells us, what the Spirit tells us, and we act on what we hear. You know, if we don't act, after a while, the Bible plainly says we get blinded. We spiritually get blinded. So after a while, God doesn't deal with us no longer. And I pray, I believe that's where a lot of our people are. God's not dealing with them. But it tells me they're going to miss out unless they change. And that blindness in the first chapter of Romans and many places in the Word of God, Ephesians talks about it. But blindness is something that we all have to watch. And how we curb blindness is taking heed to things that we've heard. Taking heed to what the Word, that's why it's so necessary for us to always keep reading the Word and new passages. Hey, that's me. Hey, I need to wake up. I need to do what God will. And God wants us to take heed to all things that's before us, that we might be a shining example, that our light might shine now brilliantly. And there'll come a time if we get dried up and we can't help nobody. If we're blindness, and there's people that I know that's blind, they can't help you. They think they're all right. But that's what keeps us in the safe realm, is taking heed to what the Word of God says all the time. And make yourself accountable to God, because we're all fail God without God's love, and we're all able to fail. It takes God's grace, God's love, and us working together with the Lord to keep us in step with God. God bless you all. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I pray that you all be in heaven. And that's the most important thing, is making sure you're ready for heaven. God bless you all. God bless you. Amen. I'll bless you out there and all the world. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. We love you this day. In Jesus' name, amen.